You know, for me, I think it comes as a total shock, just like it does everyone else. You know, just knowing Junior and the type of guy that he was, the type of person he was so full of life, and everybody keeps saying that, but he was so full of life, and it just comes as a total shock. You know, your heart really goes out to his family. You know, you saw his mom's response, and, you know, no mother should have to bury her son, so, you know, I just think we're all in a state of shock right now.
Are you surprised at how much it's resonated, or not so surprised because Junior had that much?
Well, I'm not surprised at all, just knowing Junior. You know, as a young man growing up in Southern California, you know, Junior Seau was a legend. You know, back to his time at USC to his time with the Chargers, I know I grew up, you know, idolizing Junior and then having a chance to play with him for 2 years and seeing how he was, you know, off the field, you know, the type of man he was. He was a leader that was second to none, and, you know, it's really just, you know, a surprise and a shock, but, you know, he touched so many lives just by the person that he was, so I can understand, and, you know, why it's getting so much attention.
Now, your dad played with him or against him?
My dad played against him, and I played with him, so how about that? You know, that just a testament to Junior and how long that he played, you know, 20 years of great football and, you know, the ultimate professional and the way he approached the game and just, like I said, the leader that he was. That's what I keep thinking about, the leader, the type of man that he was. He'd have you ready to run through a wall before a game, so, you know, second to none.
Did you get beyond the buddy-buddy stage, or did he know your name?
He knew my name. You know, and he remembered playing against my dad. He would always ask me how my dad was doing, but, you know, I kind of had a surreal moment my rookie year. We're playing the Cardinals out here, and, you know, we're beating them pretty good. They put me in at safety, and I'm jogging back to the huddle, and Junior Seau is jogging back to the huddle with me, and it was like, man, this is a guy I grew up watching, and I'm playing with him now, so it was pretty special for me.
What was it that made him such a great leader, Matthew?
I just think his passion for the game of football and his passion for life. You know, he was just so positive. You know, he loved what he did, and that was contagious to everybody around him. And he really believed in the team and the goals that the team was trying to accomplish, you know, and he believed in, you know, doing things the right way. And I think that was contagious to the men around him.
Have you spoken to your dad since he died?
No, I have.
And what did your dad say about Junior?
My dad has just memories of competing against Junior when Junior was early on in his career. You know, and he has, you know, nothing but great things to say about Junior. And, you know, like I said, as residents of Southern California growing up, Junior Seau was an icon. And, you know, he still is and still will be. But, you know, he just was a tremendous human being.
Do players have concerns about the concussion issue and whether that could play into depression?
I think there is some concern now. You know, but... You know, they're doing studies and new things are coming out, so we're learning more and more about it. You know, who knows what was going on? We can't really comment on that, but, you know, it's a concern. I mean, not just the, you know, depression or things like that. It can lead to a number of different things. So that's kind of the nature of the beast that we're dealing with as football players. And hopefully as more and more studies come out, we can become more informed and kind of prevent that kind of thing.
Have you talked to a bunch of other teammates of his?
My dad called me, so that's how I found out it was from him. And, you know, in here this morning, we're kind of just, the guys that knew Junior and played with him, we're kind of just sharing our experiences and memories of him. And I know some of the Southern California guys were just remembering his time at USC and at the Chargers. And, I mean, like I said, if you were a kid who loved football in Southern California, Junior Seau was right at the top of the list. He meant so much to, you know, the NFL in general, but to Southern California, he had a huge impact on that region.
Matthew, you've heard of his legendary speeches he would give before the games. What do you personally remember about those speeches he would give?
I just remember as Junior was giving the speech and after the speech, you're ready to take on the world, it seemed like. You know, he, like I said, that passion that he had for this game, it was second to none. And he knew how to motivate guys. He knew how to get guys focused on one goal. and that's to go out there and you know, have success on Sundays. But he just had a special way of being able to communicate and relay that message to us as players. And like I said, Junior was second to none as a leader. So.
Thank you.
All right, guys. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.